today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, sorry, I just realized I have to be somewhere.
Where?
Yeah, right now I'm due at the Better Oblivion Community Center.
What? We mentioned yesterday that we're going to do fan mail for much of this week, right? Kind of get caught up in some stuff here. And I really like what we got here for this particular episode because we're getting some feedback on new music shows that we do.
Oh, great.
And so we should get to that right away, right?
Let's do
and
it.
Just, and showcase some of the listener picks for some new music that they've heard.
In January.
So, yeah. So every month we try to do a new music episode, what we like that was released in the previous month.
That's right.
And now we're starting to get some calls on this, so let's get into that. All right, the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster,
and here is our first call.
Hey Jim and Patrick, this is Harris in South Carolina. Enjoyed the new music episode today. I think I'm gonna have to check out Pip Blom. That sounded pretty great, from Amsterdam. And also I'm a big fan of Hop Slam. I look forward to it coming out every year. It comes out every year in January, and it's hard to get, but I have a beer guy at my favorite store, and he always saves me a six-pack. Good stuff for sure. I've been listening to some good music this January, 2019 music. I'm a big fan of the Sharon Van Etten album, Remind Me Tomorrow. The whole album's great. The standout tracks I really like are Comeback Kid in 17, and I also like the Alice Merton album. It's called Mint. The opening track, Learn to Live, is excellent. I like the third song, too. It's called No Roots, which is also a song that was on an EP she put out last year, actually called No Roots, so she put it on the full length. So check them out if you haven't. They're great. Anyway, I'll be listening. Thanks.
Thank you for the call, Harris.
Harris, thank you, man. Good to hear from him.
Wonderful. So a couple of artists here he's been into so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
First one, you just saw the other night, Sharon Van Etten, right?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to go to that show, the first one of her tour, the first show she's played and first tour she's had in about 4 years. She has been busy. She went back to school to get a psychology degree. She had a baby. She acted in Twin Peaks and another Netflix show called A.O. Does that ring a bell with A.O. or X.O. or something like that?
A.O. I think that does exist. I have not seen it.
Yeah. And this record is starkly different from her previous work. It's much more synthesizer based. And I agree. 17 is a really cool track. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the show. It was completely sold out and packed at the 930 Club. There was like nowhere to get. It was hard. And you know, when you make a big career change like that, it was really interesting to see. She seemed a little sensitive, but I think that's the first time she's ever played without playing her guitar. You know, she sang a lot of the songs just by holding the microphone, you know, and then she did play a lot of guitar in some of the older stuff, but it was really good. She's extremely talented and, you know, obviously has a growing fan base. So that was cool.
All right. I want to hear 17.
Constantly being led astray.
Yeah, the record is called Remind Me Tomorrow. And for what it's worth, what I wrote in the Washington Post was, Remind Me bears a starkly different sonic signature than her last full album, 2014's Are We There? But the aching and yearning at its core remains familiar. So I think you kind of heard that there, but nary a guitar in sight.
Right, right.
And I don't know what it says about us, Jim, but Harris mentioned one of your new music picks, and he mentioned a beer that I chose. So. I don't know
what that means. Speaking of Pip Blom, by the way, playing that track on that episode, which everyone should go back and yep. hear if you haven't already.
Cool song.
Reminded me that I never picked up the vinyl of the EP from Pip Blom from last year.
Ah, okay.
And so I have now rectified
that situation.
And now I Excellent. Have just came in the mail yesterday.
Nice.
I have a 10-inch
Sweet.
From Pip Blom EP. It's a limited edition one too, so I'm glad that I got it because
beautiful.
They said like once this run is over, like
yeah.
it's done. Like,
right.
You know, you're digital only at that point.
That's
so,
very cool.
So I have that now in my possession.
Very, very cool.
Yes. All right. The other artist who Harris mentioned is Alice Merton.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, did he mention the song No Roots?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear that.
I like digging holes and hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. 'Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots.
That's cool too.
Man, I like that a lot. I just put that on a new playlist I'm making right behind In This Time by Hearts. So
all right.
I've got a little playlist for
which
this
of,
week.
Which of course will be one of the best albums of 2019.
Of
yes. yes.
That's right. You know, I'm glad you mentioned the Pip Blom thing, Jim, because I wanted to follow up on Eric Lorenz told us on his 2018 that he liked the band Fantastic Furniture.
Yes.
And just as when you said that about the limited edition, I felt great that Polyvinyl, I got the early bird green vinyl 500 copies. So
Fantastic Furniture.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric, for that. And it's here in the record room now with all its friends. It has many friends to meet.
Yes.
Over here with Phantom Tollbooth and Near Phosphorescent and Tom Petty.
Oh,
so
yeah, those
that's
are good
a good shelf
yeah,
to be on.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, pretty
it's
cool place.
Fantastic.
Fantastic for that record.
Okay. All right, let's get to another call.
Okay.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, this is Jesse from San Antonio. Give me a call. Hey, I just stumbled upon the new side project for Conor Oberst. I really liked his stuff back when he did Bright Eyes. But I stumbled upon this Better Oblivion Community Center. I'm still dissecting it, but they got a really good single called Dylan Thomas. I really like it. I think y'all might appreciate it. Just wanted to give y'all a shout and let you know. Thanks.
Right, there we go. Thank you for the recommendation.
I really appreciate that, Jesse. Thank you, man. If anybody just has something they want to tell us, just do that. That's fantastic. I love that.
I agree. So you know about this record. I think we talked about it a little bit off mic.
Yeah.
About maybe a week ago or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kind of came out of nowhere. Like, no, there was no advance sort of warning about this or any buildup.
No.
And it's just Conor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers, right?
Right. And the project is called Better Oblivion Community Center.
Yeah, it's quite a name.
All right. Here's that song, Dylan Thomas.
On the pavement, stop.
That is super catchy.
Yeah.
And I also got to say, I listened to this before, maybe a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. It came out on January 24th. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I listened to this before, but I didn't listen to it with headphones. And I think I have a new appreciation for it now.
It
sounds a lot better sonically than I think than I think I realized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, this could be a potentially, you know, a week of shows. Like, I personally think Connor Oberster is one of the most talented singer-songwriters, but also one of the most uneven and inconsistent, because he puts out a lot of stuff.
Right.
He tends to do stuff like this where it sounds like, hey, we got a free weekend. Like, let's go write some songs and put it out, which is cool. Like, I love that. And, you know, I think to illustrate that nature, an interesting thing, like 4 or 5 years ago, my oldest daughter, Sadie, has always really been into M. Ward for some reason.
Yes, I like M. Ward.
And as do I. And so he was playing over at Wolf Trap with Connor Oberst was the headliner, but M. Ward was opening up.
Wow.
And so I was able to get some tickets for that show down in the press area, like in the real good seats there. And we went and saw M. Ward. It was great. And then Connor Oberst came on and MJ came as well. And after about, you know, 5 or 6 songs, it was like, can we go? Because this guy's just the worst. Like, we can't stand it anymore. And he was just, you know, wandering around playing all kinds of weird songs. And I was loving it. I'm like, I don't know. Can we stay for a little while longer? But eventually they kind of nagged me. You know, it's, you know, as a parent, once they start on you, you can only hold out for so long.
And it's not enjoyable for you.
No, it's not, because it's just going to get worse.
That's right.
But anyway, thanks, Jesse. I'm going to go back and listen to it once again. I listened to it one time, like you, Jim, and I was probably working or doing something else. Yeah. So I need to concentrate on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the recommendation. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we have one more. It's from Scott Boykin, and he says, the first great album of 2019 is upon us, already a contender for the year's top spot.
Yeah.
He says, The Imperial by the Delines. Am I pronouncing that correctly? The Delines,
I don't know.
The Delines, I mean, the Oneaters, something like that.
Completely in...
I don't know this band.
Me neither.
Do you?
Mm-mm.
All right, well... Let me look them up real quick here. Da, da, da.
Oh, here we go. They're on the streams.
And it looks... And so the album is called The Imperial, and let's hear the title track.
Okay.
What did they do to you? We both seen some miles, more than a few rough ones for me and you. I was sorry to hear about your sister. She went down in such a hard way. You know, I quit that shit and got myself out of it. Maybe a year after you were sent away. Oh, but I'd heard you'd gotten out, and since then I've had trouble sleeping. So let's have one last drink, but after that I'm gonna leave.
What'd you think of that?
That was interesting. That was different. You know, I was looking at their Facebook page while we heard that, and it says retro country soul from novelist / songwriter Willie Vlauten, Amy Boone, Sean Oldham, and Jenny Connolly, who is from the Decemberists and Friends.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of silky, smoky, yeah, country soul or something
totally,
like that. Yeah,
totally.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I see the
had never heard of them.
No
trace at all.
I got nothing there, but I really want to hear that some more.
Yeah, me too. That sounds really good.
Let me just say that if I were still in my dating days, which was a long time ago, that might be a good like record to put on when you have, you know, somebody over to the house,
good
right?
Good point, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I also noticed that I think there's some comparisons there to Dusty Springfield, which is funny to me because Dusty Springfield, she's almost like this, I want to describe it. It's like this. This like gold standard, this like the brass ring that you want to grab,
yeah,
right? It's like
that's right.
It's what everybody's trying to achieve is that sound.
That's
right?
A good call. Yeah. One quick thing here, Jim. I was looking on their website to see if they were on tour. They're not currently. They don't have any shows announced. But you know, we always like to alert people if they're going to be somewhere near you. But let me ask you this question: on a band's website, when they have their tours, would you like it if they always put their past shows on there?
Put the past shows on the website.
Yeah, just keep the, you know, well, they have their current dates. I love that too.
Yes.
Yeah. And not enough bands do it. I just think it's great to have, like, here's where we played because they've got it up there at one point.
Yes.
And even though it's no longer, you know, why not archive it so you can see, like, I miss these guys at DC9 or something.
Well, not only that, I think it also shows you, like, their arc.
Yes.
You know,
that's
like,
another good point.
You know, what kind of clubs they were playing and what they're playing versus what they're playing now and, you know, that kind of thing, right?
When you come to DC, you can definitely know your arc depending on where you played first where you are now. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Okay, so one last thing I want to do here
on
this episode. This is not new music.
Okay.
But I think it's some listener feedback that sort of fits in with this because it's regarding like sort of newer discoveries, right? Okay. Before we get to that, let's just do our little closing business real quick. So people, if they want to participate in the show, just as these folks have, you can call, leave the message. We
do
like
that.
612-440-1984. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com.
Okay.
Or you can leave comments on the Facebook or the Twitter or the Instagram. All those are at Suburbs Pod. So do that. Please rate and review the show on iTunes and please subscribe and get other people to subscribe. Mm-hmm. Just tell people about the show.
Okay.
All that, right?
Yeah, just, you know, anybody you see, if you want an icebreaker, like if you're in a bar or, you know, waiting for somebody, hey, have you heard Rock in the Suburbs?
Right.
No, I hate Ben Folds. Get away from me. You're weird.
Say, no, it's not that.
Oh, no, yes, wait a minute.
Right. Let me tell you about this. Okay. So where was I going with this? Oh, yes, we have here an email from Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Oh, awesome. She's the best.
She emails us from time to time. Mm-hmm. She's like a student teacher now or something like that, just
you know,
out of college, I think.
I was thinking about this, too, and we know another guy who's just about to be out of college who loves music.
Yeah.
And he's going to be graduating soon.
Oh,
and I
know. Where's this going?
I don't know. I mean, I just think, you know, two young people who appreciate music, they're in the Rock in the Suburbs orbit. I think it'd be great to have a...
Are you suggesting they put that Del Lines record on?
And just, look, Mackenzie, Sam...
Stop it.
This is the last thing I'll say. If you guys just try that, put the Del Lines on and just see what happens.
All right.
Then I'll leave it alone.
All right. Let me read this email.
Okay.
She says, hey, guys, I heard Jim mention on the Google Hangout. The Google Hangout is when we did the 500th
show. Oh, yeah, that was
show,
great.
And we had people on and
Big
they
thanks.
Asked us questions. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It was cool that Mackenzie was
so
on that.
She mentions that okay, let me start this over again. I heard Jim mention on the Google Hangout that discovering soul music as a college kid blew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the same boat, so I wanted to share a series with you I recently found titled Eccentric Soul.
Okay.
Basically, it's a series of compilations of regional and smaller soul labels from the 60s and 70s. Some of my favorites are the Capsule label from Columbus, Ohio, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
The Deep City label from Miami, and the Dynamic label from San Antonio. I think there has to be at least 20 or so album releases in the series, all available on Spotify. The playlist with all the songs compiled clocks in at 12 hours and 16 minutes.
Wow.
Anyways, thought you might be interested in some rare, regional, but really good stuff. And then she says, side note, Rock Hall induction opinions, ? We don't really want to get into that, but I do want to... I do want to mention her next comment here, which is that she says she was hyped about the Zombies.
That's cool.
I find them to be one of the more underrated bands of the 60s. Happy listening. McKenzie. So me just start with that real quick, because I think you have an appreciation of the Zombies, right?
Oh, yeah. I love the Zombies. Yeah. I totally think that they are a completely underrated band and deserve, you know, they put out some wild compilation albums and wrote some really great songs. And, you know, I think it's incredible, that band. You know, they made some albums in the 60s, too, that were kind of sweet records, you know,
right.
Sweet in the sense of S-U-I-T-E. That were all linked together, that were pretty much ahead of their time in many ways.
They were kind of pioneers in that, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. And psychedelia and pop and all kinds of different things. And you know, totally an underrated band. But some of the songs they wrote, too, the singles are amazing, too, that we all know. So
good to see they're finally getting their due. Mm-hmm. That's nice. So you handed me this album here.
Yeah, that is the first one in the Capstone series, the Capsule label. I mean, the Eccentric Soul series, that 001. This is from the Numero Group.
Yes.
And they're a well-known reissue label. It's totally amazing.
They do amazing
work.
So
that one is fantastic. And that's the Eccentric Capsule label from Columbus, Ohio. I didn't know McKenzie was, we know she went to school in Michigan, but her hometown is Columbus. So that's really cool, too. But yeah, just amazing stuff. And they unearth, you know, incredible stuff from this series in all kinds of places. I have a couple more up there, but I was lucky enough to pick that one up, Jim, in at Grimey's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh,
and
is
you
that
were
right?
there with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's where I got that.
It's very cool. And she is right. If you go on Spotify and look up the playlist called Eccentric Soul, created by the Numero Group.
Yeah.
It is 12 hours of music.
Amazing.
So is there a particular song on this album, do you know?
I would have to go back and look at the track list. It's been a while, but let me see if I can pull that up. Is You Can't Blame Me on there?
Yes, it is.
Let's play that. That's a pretty hot track from what I remember.
By Johnson, Hawkins, Tatum, and Durer?
That's it.
Okay, here we go. All right, with that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Many friends.